Nazir Perakimel Mishnah Dalet. Harini Nazir Me'yom. Person accepts upon himself Nazirus for 100 days. Nitma Yom Me'ah. Becomes Tamei on day 100. Sosar Sakal. He Sosar everything. Because like we said, when a person specifies the amount of days, we don't say Mixasayom Kukulo. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Sosar Ela Shloshim. Eliezer says, however, that even though we assume that he did not complete his Nazirus here, because he really needed 100 full days, nevertheless, when you have to now go and start counting again, the recount only needs a maximum of 30 days. And the Rab points this out, that Alpi the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer Shita, is that it's based on Psukim, that you only have to count 30 days afterwards, when you're making it up. But the point is, everybody does agree, though, that you do have to start counting again. The Shaila says, how much do you have to count again? Nitma yom me'a ve'echad. But what would be if he makes himself into a Nazir for 100 days? And he completes the 100 days, so he becomes Tameh after the 100 days. But in this case, he didn't shave and bring his karbanos. So what happens here? Here, since there were a complete 100 days that passed, even according to the Chum, where we said that if a person becomes Tameh on the last day of his Nazirus, he has to start all over again. We don't say Mixas Hayom Kukulo. But if he has a complete period of time of his Nazirus and that passes, even though he didn't bring his carbon, and he didn't shave, really, me'ikar adin, he doesn't have to count anymore. He's tame now, so he's got to wait 7 days. Me'ikar adin, me'diraisa, but that should be it, minatayra. However, the Mishnah tells us, sosar shloshim yom. He has to recount 30 days. Why does he have to recount anything? Maybe, I mean, they should just do 7 days. Why 30? So, the Rav says, the Chazal made a gzera, because if people become tame on day 101, and all he would make them do is just wait 7 days to become tar, they may make the same mistake on day 100. So therefore, in order that that doesn't happen, we were machmir that they should at least recount 30 days. But we weren't that machmir to treat it exactly as if he became tame on day 100, because if he actually became tame on day 100, he'd have to recount all 100 days according to the Chachamim. But we just make him count 30. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Einu Sosar Ela Shiva. However, Rabbi Eliezer did not hold of this Din Derabanan, this Gzeira. As the Rav points out, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if a person stomps says he's a Nazir, and then he becomes Tameh on that last day, even though the time period passed, or enough of it, according to Rabbi Eliezer held Mixas Hayom Kukulo. He didn't shave, he didn't bring his carbon. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you still don't have to recount 30 days. So what do you see? You see, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that once the minimum amount of time passes, even though you're not past the actual complete day, it sometimes could be a Mixas Hayom Kukulo, nevertheless, you don't have to recount the whole thing. So too, obviously, like the Rav points out in our case, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you only have to count 7 days just to become tar, and then shave in a makor of the karbanos for this Nazirus.